This is Everything About Business Chinese, a production of China America Radio and the Confucius Institute for Business at SUNY. For a complete listing of upcoming events, visit confuciusbusiness.suny.edu. Now, here's this week's program.
Hello, and welcome to Everything About Business Chinese. I'm Ting Ting.
Hi, I'm Colin. Back in January, we celebrated Chinese New Year. Is it always natural to talk about food in a holiday season? What do you call the Chinese equivalent of American Thanksgiving feast?
Yes, we call the Chinese New Year Eve feast 年夜饭, which means the feast we have on the eve of Chinese Lunar New Year to celebrate family reunion and the coming of the new year.
年夜饭. Good to know. To tell you the truth, I'm a huge fan of Chinese food. Would you please tell me more about Chinese food culture in general?
Sure. A well-known Chinese proverb says, 南甜北咸, 东酸西辣, which means people from the south like sweets, while those from the north favor salty food. The easterners are into sour dishes, while the westerners cannot get enough of spicy food. China is a big country, so the geographic distinctions are significant. People living in different regions have developed their unique tastes and cuisines based on the local produce and climate.
I see. No wonder Sichuan restaurants usually serve spicy dishes. Sichuan province is located in the southwest of China.
Traditionally, there are 8 popular cuisines, and they are Anhui, Guangdong, Fujian, Hunan, Jiangsu, Shandong, Sichuan, and Zhejiang. Sichuan cuisine has a long history and is very famous throughout the world.
They sound very mouthwatering. I love Sichuan dishes such as Mapo Doufu and Gongbao Ji Ting. I am also a huge fan of Cantonese dim sum. The snacks are very delicate and tasty.
Dim sum, which is called Dianxing in Chinese, it's a specialty of Guangdong cuisine. Dim sum refers to a wide range of Chinese snacks like shrimp dumplings and cha shao bao.
I heard Beijing roast duck is also very famous and a must-eat Chinese dish. Which genre does it belong to?
Beijing roast duck is a typical Beijing cuisine. The dish is made of crispy fat duck and served with steamed buns. It usually goes with shallot segments, cucumbers and the green turnips with plum sauce to highlight the taste. You know, one of the top Beijing roasted duck restaurants called Dadong will launch its New York branch near Bryant Park soon.
Cool. We should go and check it out. Thank you for listening. Today's question for our audience is, how many Chinese cuisines are there? Please email your answer to cib@chinaamericaradio.com. We will post the first answer on our Twitter account at Confucius Biz.
You can download today's transcript or listen to the program again for free at chinaamericaradio.com. Just go to the partners page and click on the SUNY CIB banner.
You can also see a listing of the upcoming activities at SUNY Confucius Institute for Business.
下周见!